106.5 WKDZ Peak Out 2025 continues. Our opening ceremonies are underway now.
Good afternoon. What a beautiful fall afternoon in Western Kentucky, and I thank you all for being here. We're excited about this day and about all things pink. So that's what we're here to celebrate today. On behalf of the Edge Media Group, welcome to the 16th, I know, 16th, can you believe it? 16th annual Pink Out celebration. It's wonderful to see our friends and to see the ones that we love so that we can share some more love. We have a shortage of love, don't we, guys? So we're looking forward to that today. The primary purpose of Pink Out, as you know, is to raise awareness for the importance of testing and early detection of breast cancer. This year, we've extended our awareness campaign into Todd County and to Hopkins County and beyond, which is a real blessing to get to do that. Pink Out is also a way to recognize our survivors. And we have several of those with us today. If you are a breast cancer survivor, would you please proudly put your hand in the air? And if you are a caregiver of a breast cancer survivor, I feel you. Let's put your hands in the air. That is a hard, hard job. And thank you for giving your care and your love to those of us who have been through breast cancer. We also want to honor those we've lost to cancer. If you will, please join me in just a few seconds of silence in their honor. Thank you. We're honored to have officials from Cadiz, Trigg County, Hopkinsville, and Christian County here to make proclamations for this special day. I'm going to change my lineup just a little bit here from our original plan because we have some people who have some schedules that need to be moved around. So I'm going to start with Christian County Judge Executive Jerry Gillum. Jerry. Joining Jerry on behalf of the City of Hopkinsville, Amanda Brunt for Mayor J.R. Knight as well.
Thank you, Beth. It's certainly an honor to be here, and what makes it really special is the cause and the reason that we're here. I think everyone is affected by cancer in one way or the other. I myself has had a daughter that's a cancer survivor. I know the toll it takes on a family, not only emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially. It all is impacted by this ugly, dreaded disease. So certainly an honor, and I appreciate Beth and WKDZ and you all for doing something like this for the community and certainly for the awareness piece. So with that, I think Amanda and I are going to read a proclamation, a joint proclamation on behalf of Hopkinsville and Christian County.
Pink Ribbon reminds us that breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in women and the second most common cause of deaths in women in the United States. That is why National Breast Cancer Awareness Month educates women about the importance of early detection for breast cancer. And when detected in its early stages, there can be a 95% five-year survival rate. Since National Breast Cancer Awareness Month's inception, mammography use has doubled and breast cancer death rates have declined.
And whereas October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and October 25th is WKDZ, WHVO, and WPKY's 16th annual Pink Out Day to bring awareness to the importance of mammography and to the renew its commitment to the removing obstacles that prevent women from seeking mammograms. And now, therefore, we, James R. Knight Jr., Mayor of the City of Hopkinsville, and Jerry Gillum, Judge Executive of Christian County, do hereby proclaim October 24th as Pink Out Day in Hopkinsville and Christian County. And we join WKDZ, WHVO, WPKY Radio in urging all women and their families to get the facts about mammography. This dated the 24th day of October 2025. Beth,
thank
I'd like to present this to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate all you do.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. We also have our Cadiz Mayor, Todd King, and our Trigg County Judge Executive, Stan Humphreys.
Thank you, Miss Beth, and thanks for everybody that's coming out today to enjoy this day. And you just look around and see all the ones in the pink and the survivors and everything. And I'd like to read a proclamation also in recognition of WKDZ's Pink Out and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas breast cancer remains one of the most common cancers affecting women and men across the United States, touching families in every community. And whereas early detection through regular screenings and self-examinations greatly increases the likelihood of successful treatment, making awareness and education vital to saving lives. And whereas the City of Cadiz recognizes the ongoing efforts of local organizations, health professionals, and survivors who dedicate themselves to promoting awareness, prevention, and research in the fight against breast cancer. And whereas WKDZ's radio's annual Pink Out even brings out the community together in a visible show of support for survivors, fighters, caregivers, and families, raising awareness, encouraging hope, and demonstrating the strength of unity in our small town. And whereas the City of Cadiz proudly stands alongside WKDZ and all community partners in this important effort to spread education, promote early detection, and honor those whose lives have been impacted by breast cancer. Now, therefore, I, Todd King, the mayor of City of Cadiz, Kentucky, do hereby proclaim October 25th as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and further declare Friday, October the 24th, 2025, as Pink Out Day in Cadiz, in support of WKDZ's radio, local efforts, and honor of all who have faced or continue to fight breast cancer, in testimony whereof I have here set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Cadiz to be affixed this 24th day of 2025 for breast cancer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Beth, for this opportunity for this community to gather yet for the 16th year. It's hard to believe. Thank you so much for that work that you all put in each year to get this done. And I know it doesn't go without a lot of work. And thank you all for coming out to this event today. I just want to commend those who raised their hands a while ago as survivors and the caregivers. So much goes into that. And thank you all for what you do, for being out here today and supporting this Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Let me read this from Trigg County and the Fiscal Court, Breast Cancer Awareness Month Proclamation. Whereas October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas October 17th is National Mammography Day, and whereas for women in the U.S., breast cancer death rates are higher than those for any other cancer besides lung cancer, and whereas breast cancer accounts for 12.5% of all new annual cancer cases worldwide, making it the most common cancer in the world, and whereas breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among American women besides skin cancer, and approximately 30% of all new women cancers diagnosed will be breast cancer. Whereas every 2 minutes, a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, and whereas about 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. In 2025, an estimated 316,950 new cases of breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed in women. And whereas breast cancer in men is rare, in 2025, an estimated 2,800 new cases of breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed. And whereas as of January 25, there are more than 4 million women with a history of breast cancer in the U.S. This includes women currently being treated and women who have finished treatment. Whereas death rates from breast cancer have dropped 44% since 1989 due to advances in treatment and earlier detection. Whereas mammography, an X-ray of the breast, can detect breast cancer up to 2 years before physical symptoms can be seen. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Trigg County Judge Executive Stan Humphreys, do by here declare October 24th as Pink Out Day in Trigg County, and October 2025 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Beth, congratulations on another job well done, and congratulations, Trigg County, for another year of survival. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Those facts are staggering. And they change every year, by the way. You can't just use your notes from last year. And that's a good thing, right? That they are actually improving. Those numbers are looking better all the time because women are more aware, and we're more aware to remind the women in our lives of the importance of early detection. Thank you all. Thank you, our officials, very much. Today is not only a day of increasing awareness, but it's also a day of celebration and a day to provide hope. That four-letter word, hope, is so incredibly important. It's a day to share love for one another. I was talking with my team earlier this week, and I said, you know, it just seems like there's a shortage of love. And there should never be a shortage of love. It's free. We should have more love than we can handle every day. But for some reason, there feels like there's a shortage. So today, I'm going to ask you, just love on one another a little extra, okay? Because we all need it. Even those who say they don't like to hug, they really still love to be loved. So lean in and love somebody today a little extra. An organization that shares love and hope 365 days a year, and I'm talking about love and hope at the highest level, is the Pink Ribbon Network. I am so, so proud to call these ladies my friends, my family, people that I watch from afar, people I talk to up close and personal. They are amazing, truly amazing. Ann Isom, Kathy Anderson, Karen Wheeler, Lisa Cunningham, and the list keeps growing of the ladies who always make sure that those in need are well cared for. We appreciate it very much. They meet the first Thursday of the month at 5:30 at the First Methodist Church in Hopkinsville. 5 o'clock. Come on up, ladies. You know I'm going to make you come on. Come on. Let's go. I need to talk to you for a minute. Let's give it up for the Pink Ribbon Network, you guys. I told you that you can't use your notes from last year. See, they've changed times, which is a good thing. Ladies, come on up. Share the stage here a little bit. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Pink Ribbon Network. You can say it better than I can. Okay.
Well, first of all, thank you all so much for coming out today. And breast cancer awareness is just the whole month. It's pink everywhere, but this special day that Beth has started, I guess you started it.
No,
did you not?
She's out there. Cindy Allen likes.
Okay, Cindy. Give Cindy a big hand. Yes, yes. And it's just continued on. It gets better and better all the time. Pink Ribbon is our local breast cancer support group. We are originated in Hopkinsville, but we do a lot of work here in Trigg County, Todd County, Princeton, surrounding areas. And like Beth said, our goal and our passion is to love on people. Going through this, if you've been through it, which a lot of you raised your hand, and I'm blessed to say 18 years ago I was diagnosed. I had a reoccurrence a year ago, and I'm so grateful and so thankful to be standing here today. But it's a journey, and it's hard, and you just never know what you're going to deal with. And that's the thing about breast cancer. You want those people to get that diagnosis. That I just met a lady, Ann McCormick. I don't know if she's still here. Her story was very good. It was easy. It was quick. It was stage zero, and everything was done. But that's not the way it works lots of times with so many women. And so what we want to do in our support group is to love on people. We want to inspire. We want to encourage. We want to have a place for people to come, to get together, to share your heart, share your story, to tell, you know, you just need that other person that has been on that journey to help you in so many ways. And then so many of us are so blessed with love and support and family, but there's so many that are not. And that's what we're here for. People lose their jobs. They go through a very financial, stressful time. And Pink Ribbon is here to, we do it on a one-on-one basis. So if anybody knows of anyone that needs help, please get in contact with us. we have done all kinds of things, and I'll forget, so I'm going to have these ladies help me. We've made house payments, we've made car payments, we've paid insurance, we've bought, we paid utilities, we paid some medical bills, we have provided groceries, we provided gas, we provided transportation. Whatever the need is, we want to be able to help with that. And that's what all of you are all about. When you are contributing and you're buying whatever it is here, that money is coming to Pink Ribbon, and you all always make us cry with the donation that you give us every year. But we are a vehicle. You all are the people. God puts a desire in your heart to contribute and help. It comes to us, and then we are the vehicle that finds the people that are in need and help. So we also do scholarships every year. We do a $1,000 scholarship to a senior who has to apply, write an essay through their counselor, Trigg County, Todd County, all four high schools in Hopkinsville. And this year, the community blessed us so big that we were able to do $2,000 in each school. So that's, it makes you tearful when you think of how much the community supports and loves us, and we can help and love others. So just thank you, thank you, thank you, and just keep loving on people. Thank you, Beth.
You see why I love this group, right? So she's going through an unbelievable second battle that is even unreal that it was detected, okay? But she's out there serving Pink Ribbon Network, trying to help other people. And those second time, probably the words were worse and harder than the first time, because you just don't expect
it. Yeah, I've always said, I was totally shocked the first time, and if I ever got it again, I would be totally shocked the second time. But this time, it was in my mastectomy breast, and that's something that is very rare. But you know what? I had to look at it. God had a plan. He still kept me here, and I'm just going to keep loving people.
Well, let's do something that makes us happy. How about that? This year, Mike Hammond participated in the Hammond Biscuit Eating Contest at the Trigg County Country Ham Festival. And I was out of town, but I got to see some video of this skinny guy over here in the corner eating. Come on up, Mike. Let's talk about this for a minute. The Katy's Trigg County Chamber of Commerce puts this event on. And Mike, come here. Let's talk about this. Tell everyone what you did. How many biscuits you put? I think you had to have put some in your pocket.
No, I just had 8.5.
8.5 biscuits in how much time?
10 minutes.
Y'all, I can't eat 8.5 biscuits in 10 months. But, okay, so what made you decide to participate in this?
Everybody said I was good at eating.
But you don't look like you're good at eating. You are wearing a pink bracelet, and it's my understanding that each person, by the way, each contestant gets to pick who they want to give their earnings or their winnings to, okay? So who did you choose?
The Pink Ribbon Network.
And why did you choose the Pink Ribbon Network?
Because my mom's a breast cancer survivor.
All right. What's your mom's name? Let's give her a shout out.
Wendy Hammond.
Okay, Wendy Hammond. So 8.5 biscuits, 10 minutes. For the Trigg County Country Ham Festival Ham and Biscuit Eating Contest. And how much money did you raise?
I can't remember.
All right. Well, let's look at the check and we'll find out exactly how much money you raised. All right. So I'm going to let you make the presentation to these fabulous ladies. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, that's sweet. $2,500.
$2,500 to the Pink Ribbon Network. Is that amazing or what?
That's awesome. We're just so proud of you. So proud of you. And thank you so much. Did your stomach hurt after you got through?
Just a little bit.
I cannot imagine.
I can't either, but we love you and we thank you and appreciate you.
And my arms will go all the way around him. So thank you. Thank you, guys. And we've got some more. We've got more. So just recently, the St. Stephen's Catholic Church ladies, my understanding, the Ladies Guild, they had a fashion show. And they decided also to contribute to the Pink Ribbon Network. Ladies, hold your hand up so we can recognize you. Are you still here? Okay. These ladies here are St. Stephen's Catholic Church Ladies Guild. And they did a fashion show. And the fashion show, they raised $400 to go to the Pink Ribbon Network.
Thank you all so much. You just keep surprising us and loving on us. And you just don't know how much you're going to help someone that's going through a difficult time. So thank you for the surprise.
It was a surprise for me, too. I didn't know until today. So thank you, ladies. We appreciate that so much. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So WKDZ, WHVO, and WEKT will also be making a donation to the Pink Ribbon Network after this event. All of the money that we raise today, there's a birthday cake right over there by Tony Winfield. Every dime we raise today goes to the Pink Ribbon Network. So we cover the cost of all of the shirts and all that stuff. We take care of that. And then you can make a donation in exchange for anything that you want, or just make a donation, put it in the birthday cake. And in a couple of weeks, we'll settle up and we'll be giving the money to the Pink Ribbon Network. We also give a percentage of all of our sales to the Pink Ribbon Network in October. So we're looking forward to writing a nice check for you guys because they do super great work. This year, I am also so honored and blessed that John Morgan Francis, Caitlin Brooks, and Josh Clausen teamed with Todd County Health Department to make the month of October breast cancer awareness on WEKT, my hometown radio station. As you guys know, most of you know, I was able to go back there and buy that station a couple of years ago. And growing up just as a small child right across the street from where WEKT was built, I went over and played over there, and I came home one day. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I told my mom, when I grow up, I'm going to own radio stations. Well, I guess I had in the back of my mind that maybe it would be WEKT one day. So at age 56, I got to go back home and buy that little radio station in Elkton, and now we get to bring Pink out over to Todd County. So I'm really excited to say that the team took it to the next level. They went out 4 different times, teaming with the Todd County Health Department, and they were able to raise money with portions of the proceeds from sales with Billy Goat Hill, American Cafe, Happy Ice Cream and Snacks, and they even teamed up with Slawbox Bakery for those delicious pink cupcakes. So we appreciate very much, and they were able to raise some money for Pink Ribbon Network from those proceeds. So we're excited about that. We also want to extend a special shout out to Katina Shanklin for all of the extra love she showed to us and helped us navigate through Todd County for our first ever Pink Out event in Elkton, Guthrie, and Todd County. We'd like to personally thank our sponsors today who've done an exceptional job of helping us to spread the word about the importance of mammography. Many of our sponsors literally have been with us from the very first Pink Out in 2010. Our Pink sponsors are Tree County Hospital. We appreciate you guys so much, been with us the whole time. They're giving flu shots today, right? Giving out flu shots, okay. And White's Auto Mall. The vehicles, yes, are from White's Auto Mall. Thank you guys so much for participating in Pink Out. Our gold sponsors are Herb Hayes Furniture, J-Tech has a table here in the back, Jenny Stewart Health, and Rogers Group. They've been with us really almost from day one as well. And our silver sponsors include Katie's Ace Hardware, Bob Ginger and the team there, Hancock's Neighborhood Market. Mallory always makes those wonderful cupcakes for us. And then our bronze sponsors are Pennyroyal Hospice. They have a huge event coming up November 1st. We want you guys to participate in that. Kelly Martin, all of his crew over there, I appreciate them so much. They've been with us from day one as well. So this is number 16. They are raising money for hospice on November 1st. So you can go to our website, find out all about that. They're going to need lots of help, and it's a huge event we're excited about. And then also a big shout out to Gracious Me and Parker Eye Care. Parker Eye Care each year gives us a pair of custom sunglasses that are breast cancer awareness glasses, and we auction those off, and those proceeds go to Pink Ribbon Network as well. So we appreciate them so much. All right, that takes us almost down the list here. Appreciate everybody. Let's give everybody a good round of applause on that. Jamie Knight, who is the cancer control specialist with Kentucky Cancer Program, is also in the house today. She makes a trip down almost every year to be a part of the event. Jamie, where are you? Okay, over there. Do you want to come up and speak for a second? Yeah. She does an awesome job giving out all kinds of neat swag. If you guys haven't been over there yet, be sure to take a look at the pearl necklace. What a clever idea. I'd never seen that before. Have you guys seen the pearl necklace? It's a great idea, isn't it? Very cool. So be sure to check that out over at her booth.
Thank you. We're just happy to be here and be a part of such a wonderful event. So thank you for the invitation as always. The pearl necklace, this has been around for several years, and it just kind of shows the largest pearl right in the center might be the size of a lump found if you are not doing regular breast exams, not having mammograms, just happen to accidentally feel something. And then there's different sizes all the way up to a little bitty pearl, and that is representative of the size of lump that might be found with a routine mammogram every year. So they're going to find it much smaller, it's going to be much easier to treat, and your outcomes are going to be better. If you are a breast cancer survivor, please come see me. We've got a gift for you. We also have playing on the pearls. Also, Lung Cancer Awareness Month is in November, so we're kind of pairing the two because those ribbons are white. So we're doing a pink and pearl program. We've got education on that. And there is actually a screening for lung cancer. So many people don't know that. If you know somebody that's been a heavy smoker for years, come see me and I can talk to you about that. And the last thing is, you know, there's multiple resources for screening. Kentucky is very blessed and has some state programs that will cover breast cancer screenings, cervical screenings, colon cancer screening, and lung cancer screenings. For those that don't have insurance or are underinsured and have a very high deductible. So come see me, I have information on all of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, I appreciate it so much. I did not know, see I learned something new too. I did not know they had screenings for lung cancer now. So very good. Relay for Life. Anybody in the house that can remember the first Relay for Life in Christian County or Trigg County? Yep, okay. It's been a minute. Christian County Relay for Life started in 1993. And it was a former Jenny Stewart Medical Center employee who wanted to get that started. His name was Jim King, and he wanted to honor a family member. And that Christian County was the very first county in Kentucky to host a relay. I think that's pretty cool. They've raised over $3 million. Over $3 million raised in Christian County with Relay for Life. Trigg County Relay for Life started 5 years later, started in 1998. Cindy, we were out on Will Jackson Road. I remember very well the interview asking us if we would be a part of it if they decided to start it, and we said, yes, we're in. So in 1998, that's when it happened in Trigg. Christian County helped us kind of get things started. They held a survivor's dinner just last week here in Trigg County, and it was the 28th annual survivor's dinner. In Trigg County, they were named the top per capita in the nation 7 different times during that run, so very impressive. And Bank of Cadiz has hosted that Survivor's Dinner every single year, so we want to give a big shout out to Bank of Cadiz for the Survivor's Dinner. Great job. Last but certainly not least, I want to give a big shout out to the WKDZ, WHVO, WPKY, and WEKT team. They are the originators of Pink Out, as my battle started in 2010. Pretty independent woman. Those of you who know me, I don't need anything. I'm good, right? I'm good. I got this. And they didn't really love that answer. They wanted to help me. And I didn't know what I needed. You don't know what you need when you're going through that battle. You just need some space and some time and a lot of prayers. But my team's pretty persistent, and probably the most persistent person on my team is our top producer in the company, Cindy Allen Lax. And she came to me multiple times saying, we want to do something. And I finally, I don't know if I just surrendered or if I recognized maybe, you know, I was being selfish by not saying it was okay to do something. We came up with the idea. Cindy led the charge on, let's do a pink out. Let's do an awareness event. And I agreed to do it as long as it was not me, but it was about our community and about awareness. And we've kept that promise for 16 years, Cindy, and I thank you for that. But this team amazed me then. I thought at the highest level possible in 2010. But in 2025, it's a whole new level of love for them. And I mean that very sincerely. They're my family, and they're the ones that put their arms around me when love is needed most. And so I appreciate you guys a lot, and I love you. At our 2019 Pink Out, I cannot believe it's been 6 years, we shared a dream and a tribute with you with the grand opening of the DJ Everett III Radio Room. We want to pay tribute again today to DJ and Beth Everett, who bravely fought cancer, both of them. We also want to pay tribute to our founding father for WKDZ, Mr. Willie Wilson. We invite you to enjoy the DJ Everett III Radio Room. We've made a lot of changes since 2019, and in fact, we've probably, we're pretty close to tripled in size. So we have about 350 radios there now, many of them coming from our community, and this is all about community. So we want to give thanks to you for that. More than anything, we want to thank our communities. Judge, we serve amazing communities, the best communities. And we could not do anything that we do without the support of wonderful people like you. So thank you for being out today. Thank you for showing some extra love. And thank you for providing hope. We want to remind you that there's always hope. There's always hope. On your deepest, darkest, hardest day, there's hope. Never give up. Never stop praying. And never stop paying your blessings forward. We live in a community that understands that we pay our blessings forward. So please take some time, enjoy the rest of your day, show some love. We're short on love. Show some extra love to anyone that you encounter. If we would all be just a little bit kinder, we would live in a better world. If you'd like to do a walk of honor, we're happy to do that. Just take a walk around the building to honor those that have survived and to reflect on what Pink Out is really all about. Thank you again for being here.
You've just heard live comments from Beth Allison Mann, the CEO of Edge Media Group, from the 2025 Pink Out. We're going to pause for news, and we've got a whole nother hour of live coverage coming on Highway 68 and I-24. Still time to come out and participate in Pink Out. We will pause, take a break for news, and be back with you. You're listening to WKDZ-FM, Cadiz, Hopkinsville, Princeton.
We love our country.
We love our country.
WKDZ-FM, Cadiz, Hopkinsville, Princeton.